בריתי שלום. וזהו, כן, תתו בתשובה. יש אחד שעוד לא התחיל קהל קנות עוד השם. There's a certain person, right? There could be one person that he hardly even started serving Hashem. וכשהוא מתחיל להסתכל על עצמו, when he begins looking at himself, the Yetzirah, הוא מסית אותו, how do you say מסית? He tempts him to despair. As if he has no fixing anymore. מאחר שמעשה וחוקים ממה שצריך להיות. Because look at you, what your actions did. Look what you're doing. You're doing tshuva? Look at you. Look at what you're doing. But in Torah Vav, when one is holding in Torah Vav and Likutei Moran, he gets a different mustad, a different concept of tshuva. Adrava. That's his tshuva. The tshuva is to see where I am. And even though I'm so low and I'm in the depth of darkness, I still don't want to get close to Hashem. And there's another person. Veyeshno echad shekvar avad et Hashem arbe. There's a different person that he's doing bullshit for years, and he goes and he's working. And he sees that he's not going forward. And not only is that going forward, he's going backwards. What? For 20 years I'm working, I'm diving for this thing, and I'm still going back. What's going on? And every time he looks like he's going forward, and he's still falling again. And he's going forward and falling again. The Yetzirah tells him, you see? You see? That's what you're worth. You try to continue working on it. It's like driving on neutral. Right? You hit the gas, it makes a lot of noise, and you're not going anywhere. Huh? You see? It's not worth it for you. Yeah, drop it all. That's what Yitzhak tells that person. One person, he tells, you're going to do tshuva. Look at what you're doing. You want to do tshuva. Another person who does, he tells them, you see, you're doing tshuva. Nothing works for you. Even he's doing for so many years, doing tshuva, he's davening. Nothing works for you. Forget it. That's what Yitzhak tells him. You know, he tells it to me also. Many times. So what do you tell him? So Rabbeinu teaches him apitam. That's the tshuva. The tshuva is that he's being... He has bizayon, he's degraded, in his own eyes. That's the tshuva. That is the tshuva. You see? There's nothing worse than that. He's getting so embarrassed in front of himself, in front of Hashem. I'm trying, and I'm not doing it. That's the tshuva.
The fact that he accepts that.
Yeah, he accepts. Okay. Oh, yeah, sure. That's why I told you, no expectations. You've done it. Let Hashem do whatever He wants with you. He wants me to fall, I'll fall. And don't beat yourself up.
Persecuting.
Don't persecute yourself.
Self-persecuting.
Yeah, don't persecute yourself. Just say, whatever happened until now, okay, fine.
It's called masochism.
When you want to take me out, Hashem, I'm here. I'll continue davening. I don't care what you do with me. I'm going to stay in Russia, I'll stay in Russia. Fine. I'm embarrassed. What can I do? I'll continue davening to you. You're not going to throw me out of the line. Klalosh HaDavar. The rule is like this. A man thinks that to do tshuva means to succeed. And Rabbeinu Kahn teaches, no. Doing tshuva is something a lot deeper. The main tshuva is when stuff are not going the right way. And anyways, you're continuing to strengthen yourself. You're continuing to fight. You're continuing to want Hashem. In this, you're revealing that you really want Hashem, regardless of your situation. Not that you want your own covered. I want to succeed. I want this. No, Hashem, I just want you. So you want Hashem in any case. Who cares? We're up, I'm down, I'm right or I'm left. I want you, Hashem, always. Always. It's a big chizuk. That's what tshuva is. Tshuva is to want Hashem in every situation. Not to say, oh, when I succeed, now I'm considered about tshuva, now I'm a tzaddik. No, that's not my goal in life. My goal in life is just to want Hashem. To want to be with Hashem. To want. Hamtana umatana. Everyone knows that hamtana, which means to wait, to hold up, yeah, is the same letters as matana, as a gift. Waiting is a gift. Ki ikar tshuva ulagia leemuna. This is what you were saying. The main tshuva is to a person will get to emuna, leanava, to come to humility, to know that really, without Hashem, he's worth Ephes. He's a zero without Hashem. Without Hashem, I'm a Ganav, I'm a Rasha, I'm a Noef, I'm everything. I'm all the bad things without Hashem. I'm a murderer, everything. And if someone comes and tells me, you're a murderer, he's right, 100%. 100%. Without Hashem, that's what I am. Can I overcome my Yetzer Hara? Who could say you can overcome his Yetzer Hara? The Gemara says you can't overcome your Yetzer Hara. I can't even do tshuva without Hashem. I can't do igbodut without Hashem. That's why, by the way, the biggest point of emuna, nekuda of emuna, is when a person goes to do igbodut, of anava, the humility is a person goes to do. He goes in front of Hashem. He goes to the field, and he comes there, and nothing comes out of his mouth. He tries a word here, a word there, nothing works. So he has to give a big smile and say, "Thank you, Hashem." Making you realize that even in Bodhisattva I can't do without you. I'm a nothing. I'm a much of nothing without you. I'm not an entity in the world. What's a tzaddik? Someone who now finds himself completely to Hashem. He's completely, he's part of Hashem, the Zohar says. He becomes part of Hashem. He's nothing of himself. He's just what Hashem is. Okay? There's no he. He now finds his entity completely. To what Hashem is. That's why we go to Tzadikim, to hear what Hashem said, like we see by Rivka Imenu, when she had the twins in her stomach, she didn't know she had twins. That when she went in the house of the Avodah Zarah, Esau was begging to come out, and when near Beis Medrash, Yaakov was begging to go in, to get out. So she went, it says, she went to ask from Hashem, and Rashi says, where did she go? To the yeshiva of Shem Va'Evel. I thought it said in the pasuk Hashem, where there, that's Hashem, Shem Va'Evel. Yeah, the tzaddikim is what Hashem says. Because why? Because they nullify themselves completely to Hashem.
Those are Noach's sons, right?
What?
Those were Noach's.
Yeah. Because if a person, if it would have worked for him to do tshuva right away, he would have received such gaiva. Then he doesn't have any fixing, really, when he has his gaiva. Of course, he would have stayed with all this garbage on him. But when someone has to wait, and he's disgraced, and he's standing there in front of Hashem, and he's standing for guarding the eyes for 20 years, and he still sees exactly where he is, and he still sees what it is. But that itself, the fact that he's embarrassed, and he's still fighting, that itself cleans him again more and more, and he understands more and more that without Hashem he's not anything. And then until Hashem gives it to him. That's why I always say, I said it every day I say this, right? I say it here. Every day I give a shir. Don't expect anything. Your goal is not to reach anywhere. Your goal is to serve Hashem. That is the goal. That's what we want. However he wants it, it's great. He wants me to serve him by blemishing my eyes every day and davening for it every day that I want that too also. He wants me now to guard my eyes 100%? I want that also. Whatever you want, Hashem. But he has to daven. To daven to do what the Torah says. To daven to get close to Hashem. Daven to do. But the results, Mazak HaShura, what did I do with me? I'm God. I made me. I didn't make. You made you? I didn't make
you. Yeah, the way you're doing it, he's doing tshuva. He is. He and God are making him together. Make him into a new person.
Okay. It could take many years. It could take.
Of course.
It could be a person's whole life. Only after he dies, he'll see all his work that he did. It doesn't make a difference. And he could always be happy. Because he's serving Hashem. Someone told me today that someone asked a big rav that he told him, I asked the rav and he told me to do 6 hours of Buddhism and I'll have a salvation. And it took 6 hours and it didn't work. So the other rabbi wrote there that it's not, who said this is gula of 6 hours, it's not written in the Rabbeinu, it's in the Chidushim, whatever. So the point is like this. Like Avraham says also regarding thank you, a person say, I said thank you every day half an hour and I didn't have a salvation. You see, it doesn't work. It's not the point. If you're doing the Bodhidu, the prayer for the salvation, even if you're davening, the point is not the salvation. The Yeshua is not the point. The Yeshua, whatever Hashem wants, He will do. The point is that you're turning to Hashem. You're getting close to Hashem. You're dominating to Hashem. That's your Yeshua. And also prayer works, but whenever Hashem wants. You don't decide, but Hashem doesn't work for you. Hashem doesn't work for you. You say thank you. Right? The point of saying thank you is to nullify yourself to Hashem. Without Hashem, I can't. To see everything is from Hashem, and everything is good. If someone just says thank you, stop, thank you Hashem for this, thank you Hashem for this, without any work, why would Hashem help him? He's not really saying thank you. Instead of saying, give me, he says thank you. It's other words, for give me. Sending with a tefillah. The tefillah is not for you to receive. The tefillah is to make vessels to receive whatever Hashem wants to give you. And the best way, in the way of anavada, I don't deserve anything. What comes out of it? Has to do with you. Results is not us. We know we have to serve Hashem. So, serve Hashem. My expectation is to serve Hashem all the time. I want to serve Hashem all the time. Zel. I fall, great. Now I'm going to serve Hashem from this point. Now I'm going to serve Hashem from this specific point. Beautiful. I'm always serving Hashem. You work like this, you're happy your whole life. Your happiness doesn't depend on you. I used to tell the guys in Chile, when we were there, everyone wants to be happy. It was a conversation I used to always speak. There's always new guys coming every other week. Every week, basically, there were new people sometimes every day, with new people coming to our house. So I used to tell them, everyone wants to be happy in life, right? So, what do you depend on your happiness? What do you think? So people say, marriage, money, children, a nice car. So without that, you're not going to be happy, huh? That's not worth it. You don't want to depend your marriage and your happiness on something infinite, something that you'll always be happy in life. The only thing you can depend on is on Hashem. So now I'm thinking also, you don't depend on your success in spirituality either. If I succeed, I'll be happy. If I don't succeed, I'll be sad. If I learn well, I'll be happy. If I went well, I'll be happy. If it doesn't go, no. So then you have a place where you won't be happy. Person has to be b'simchat tamid, always happy. So the only thing which is infinite is Hashem Himself. So a person, only when he depends only on Hashem, then his happiness is infinite, always. Then he's b'simchat tamid. Not on my learning, and not on my kedusha. I don't depend on anything. I depend on Hashem Himself, on emuna. I fall from the emuna, fine, I'll go back right now to the emuna. That's what Rabbeinu says, the simcha is emuna. Emuna is simcha. It goes together. So, that was this for today.